Welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza in Washington, working on this pre-recorded program via remote. Here are some of the top stories making news across South Sudan this Friday, December 31st, 2021. A senior Catholic leader says South Sudanese lawmakers have done very little to stop violence in the country.
The environment seems to be peaceful, even though there are still skirmishes. Around the villages and some intra-tribal conflict and tribal conflict.
And some South Sudanese say they expect their government to get serious in 2022.
In 2022, we hope that the government of South Sudan will stabilize the economy of South Sudan, and we hope for peace and stability.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. The head of the Catholic Church in South Sudan is calling on politicians, church leaders, and ordinary South Sudanese to work for peace in 2022. Stephen Ameyu, who is also the bishop of the Catholic Archdiocese of Juba, says although security has improved across the country, much needs to be done to defuse conflicts in other parts of the country. Winnie Chirino reports for VOA from Palotaka in eastern Equatoria State.
Archbishop Stephen Ameyu says 2021 was a very difficult year for the people of South Sudan. He spoke to South Sudan in Focus on the sidelines of the 96th anniversary celebrations of the Holy Family Parish in Palotaka, Eastern Equatorial State, Wednesday, and said that the country has faced many challenges. Ameyu called on the signatories of the revitalized peace agreement to silence the guns across the country in 2022.
I hope that this new year will bring us blessing. Above all, at least the question of peace. As I see, the environment seems to be peaceful, even though there are still skirmishes around the villages and some intra-tribal conflict and tribal conflict, which are disturbing factors to us. But I hope that these disturbing factors will be dealt with, at least slowly. Then I call really all of us as South Sudanese to work for peace, especially politicians, church leaders. Together we can strengthen peace by putting our efforts together.
Archbishop Ameyu says church leaders have visited hotspots including Tombora in Western Equatorial State, Malakal in Upper Nile State, as well as parts of Jonglei State to help reconcile warring communities.
Whenever you go to every part of South Sudan, you say, who is the cause, or what is the cause of this problem? The cause of this problem is Juba. And that thing, we must work together as nationals, all together as nationals, in order to bring peace in this country. And I hope that 2022 will be a year of really peace, a year where we can realize peace and we can realize our people coming back in order to settle now to their places. I think everybody is tired of war. We are tired of war. All everybody is tired of war. I don't think that anybody has a spirit to fight. But there are people who listen to other people outside. And those outside players, they would not allow us to have peace in a way, because they would like to promote their agendas. So we must be careful.
The senior Catholic leader blames members of state and national parliaments for turning a blind eye to what is happening in their constituencies.
Instead of visiting our constituency, we stay in Juba without trying to spread peace, the messages of peace. And I think because of that, many problems have happened in all over South Sudan, in small villages, intra-clan conflict, intra-tribal conflict, And these are things that can be resolved easily.
Ameyo says the Catholic Church has advised politicians on several occasions, adding that some politicians have made commitments to promote peace. He says it is high time for the country's leaders to stick to their words.
One of the main advices that we have given to our leaders that we would not like the country to go back to war. And many of them have confessed that I will not take this country to war. And that I like that, because the beginning of really peace is when I as individual say I would not like this country to be in war. And from there we can go to our communities, to our parties, and to our different constituency. In this way, peace can come easily.
The Archbishop is calling on communities in rural areas to avoid being used by some politicians in Juba, who he says are living in comfort. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno, Palotaka, Eastern Equatoria State.
As you have just heard from the Catholic Archbishop, Stephen Ameyu, 2021 was a difficult year for most people in South Sudan. Our reporter David Monodanga went to the streets of Juba and asked some residents about their expectations in 2022.
What I would want the government of South Sudan to do next year is to boost the security situation in the country so that it enables the citizen to, you know, have the freedom to move and to be able to even go to the villages to cultivate. And secondly, also to make sure that our population in the refugee and ITB camps are able to come back to the country.
My expectation in 2022 are that I would like the government of South Sudan to improve on girl child education. This is one of the things. Ever since the lockdown, so many girls have dropped out of school, and I would really like him to concentrate in that part so much so that we, the girls of South Sudan, will have a better future and South Sudan will be a great nation.
First important things I would like the government to do in the coming year is to spread unity among the people of South Sudan and to restore the reconciliation among the tribes of South Sudan, and also to improve any sector of the government institution. Especially I speak on my side as a student, university student. We actually need a great support from the government to improve education and to improve the health sector, and also to help the orphans, the children, the street boys. Those are homeless, those are suffering from diseases, that government should turn up and help them.
In 2022, we hope that the government of South Sudan will stabilize the economy of South Sudan, and we hope for peace and stability.
I want the government of South Sudan to do peace in this coming year so that we can live in peace, we can walk in peace. Wherever you are in peace.
I need the government to bring the refugees back from Uganda to South Sudan because they are tired.
I want the government to improve security in most part which doesn't have security. And the government also will improve, let him say, rate of fluctuation of goods sold, reduce.
We just need freedom. Freedom of everything in the country. We need our roads to be constructed very well. We need the mayor to work like Callisto. How Callisto did work, it was really so great. We really love it. And if the new mayor could do the same as Callisto was doing, no complaint will be there in the country.
I would gladly want to see South Sudan moving in a positive direction. I would love to see peace prevailing. I would love to see the citizens, getting together and speaking one language. As far as peace is concerned, the country has been in a number of difficult situations, floods, war, and revenge on tribes. So 2022 should be a different year where we should be preaching peace, and also we should practice what we are preaching, not only talking peace, and we're not practicing it.
Well, what I would like is that by next year, let education sector be at least looked into, like in terms of school fees. This year it has been really expensive, and it made a lot of kids to drop out from school. So what I would say is that by next year, let education be at least cheap for everyone to go to school. And secondly, areas that don't have schools and older schools got destroyed due to natural disasters like floods that have happened, let them look also into building schools for vulnerable kids.
Those are voices of some South Sudanese on the streets of the capital, Juba, expressing their wishes as they cross into 2022. David Monodanga collected the audio for this segment. Authorities in the Greater Pibora Administrative Area say they are searching for four children who were abducted in Pachala County. They say a group of women and their children were traveling from one village to another to receive food supplements for their children when they were ambushed. Sheila Pony reports for VOA from Juba.
Authorities say the children were snatched from their parents in an attack by a suspected criminal gang. Jay Adingora Alwal, the Greater Pibor Administrative Area Information Minister, says that a group of women was traveling from Okadi to Dolama to receive food aid when they were ambushed, beaten up, and their children taken away.
Some women were traveling from a certain village in Okadi to the headquarters of Okadi, of Akila Payam, that is Okadi, Dolam. So while they were on the way to the headquarters, they were actually attacked by these criminals who actually managed to take like four people from those women, and they beat them. So they took the children and ran away.
Alwal says this is the third incident involving suspected criminals' attacks on unnamed civilians.
Within this month only, there were this is the third incident now. There were other two incidences before this. The first one was on 18th of December 2018 when people were actually approaching Christmas celebrations. About 26 head of cattle were raided from Otalo. And on 22nd, there was an attack in the area of Ajwara. All these places are in Pushala North. Ajwara, they actually attacked the person that was taking care of our cattle so that they will take the cattle.
Rose Moyo, a child protection officer at the UN Children's Agency in South Sudan, says UNICEF is concerned about the rate of child abduction in Greater Jonglei.
For us, we are concerned because abduction is really about, exploitation of children, whether it's exploitation for purposes of child labor or for purposes of recruitment in armed forces or for purposes of sexual exploitation. We also find that children who are living and working on the streets or children without appropriate parental care are also, prone to abduction. So indeed, the issue of abduction is a concern.
Moyo says UNICEF is working with the government and communities to strengthen child protection and prevent child abductions in the Greater Jonglei area.
What we are doing is working in collaboration with the relevant ministry, which is the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare. And in Jonglei in particular, we are actually working in strengthening the capacity of government social workers to be able to handle the cases of recovered child abductees and women abductees. To this end, in 2021, we've been able to train through our child protection partners 10 government social workers who are working collaboratively with these partners and UNICEF in providing interim care.
Information Minister Alwal says the hunt is on for the culprits and the authorities are committed to making sure the children are returned to their families. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. What are the expectations of South Sudanese in 2022? Find out more after this break.
What do you think?
people speak out on important questions. The question today:
when was the last time you told someone you appreciate them, and what was it for?
I don't remember the very last time, but what I can remember now is telling my girlfriend that she was beautiful. She is beautiful, and I can't just let her go.
Just this morning, I did appreciate my daughter for the progress that she's made and for working so hard and for everything that she's doing, you know, trying to learn things, doing this. There are many things that she's really surprising me for. So, yeah, just this morning, I did that.
2-3 days ago, it was just to say thank you and show more encouragement. It was my daughter for coming first position in school, and I needed to appreciate her so that she can continue on that same track.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Some South Sudanese say 2021 was one of the most difficult years in their lives. The COVID-19 pandemic, harsh economic environment, intercommunal violence and political instability made life difficult for many residents in Juba and the other cities across the country. Sheila Pony asked some residents in the capital Juba about their expectations in the new year 2022.
First thing we want is security. If security is good, for sure people will implement their plans confidently. Second thing which really it's affecting is the salaries. If government could give that little to us every month, that will be good. Because we have children who wants to eat, who wants to go to hospital, who wants to go to school. And these days, schools are expensive.
I think if government can fulfill the remaining unfulfilled chapters in agreement, this revitalized agreement, I think it will help. These forces has to be unified, because currently in South Sudan, if you see around the city, the main moving soldiers around are all one tribe.
I have an expectation from our current government. What I want first our government to do is to strengthen the security. And when there is good security in place, a lot of things may change automatically.
The government to do something is better when he bring a total peace in South Sudan. This is one. Secondly, if you see around all of us in this country, especially South Sudan, people are yearning for peace. People are really facing difficulties. People are facing difficulties. Churches, people are dying, suffering from the famine, suffering from the hunger, suffering from the... Even some robbers are coming in the night, taking them, killing them. This is why, I need the government to change this attitude of theirs. Because all these things are happening from them, particularly the soldiers who are not given the money.
The first thing is government should look at the issue of the pending GBV cases. GBV cases, cases of rape, sexual abuse that are still sleeping at the GBV court, and accountability has not happened. The judges are not turning up. Cases are postponed every day. Hakuma should look at that as a priority command. And also the issue of land grabbing has become too much. That would be my final thing.
From my side, if there are things that the government of South Sudan should do, 2021 has been a bad year for civil society organizations. There has been closure of a civic space. You know, activists are not allowed to speak their minds, which for me is a very bad thing, because freedom of speech is important. Freedom of speech is the basis for democracy, and democracy is the bedrock for development in any country.
As a citizen in this country and as a woman,
I expect the government to implement the 35% affirmative action the agreement gives to women, so that we will have our voice in every decision that the government will make to ensure that women are treated equally and given fair responsibility in the development of this country.
I'm a citizen of South Sudan. I'm so much concerned about issues of SGBVs that is going on in South Sudan. And then this is being faced by so many young women and at the same time even women in our community, in different communities in South Sudan. And these are things that need to be addressed by the government. And if we had law in place, I am very sure perpetrators will be brought to book and these rampant issues of SGBVs will really come to an end. Saying this is the issue of the anti-GBV bill is still seated at the parliament. It is not been passed. And this could be really a very important law that will hold the public responsible. So I really urge the government to enact the anti-GBV bill, which is still seated at the parliament. Issue of the Child Act, which is even not very clear. When we look at our constitution, we say that a girl can be married off at the age of marriageable age, of which it is not mentioned. And it's very important to mention that because we have seen a lot of young girls not going to school. They ended up getting married not at the rightful age.
Those are voices of some South Sudanese on the streets of Juba expressing their wishes as they usher in 2022. Sheila Pony collected the audio for this segment. During this last week of 2021, we have heard from many of you offering good cheer and wishes for a happy new year, such as Chol Amur Rep in Bor Jongle State, who writes, "I wish South Sudanese within our beloved country and across the globe a happy and prosperous 2022. May it be a year full of recovery from intercommunal violence and other forms of armed conflicts. May it also be a year of recovery from the economic crisis and political instability. Happy Industrious New Year." Tok Chun Chok from Juba says, "Happy New Year in advance to all South Sudanese in the country and outside the country. I wish them a peaceful celebration for 2022. George A. Christopher from Juba writes, "Hello VOA, I would like to thank your team of presenters and reporters for always providing us with updated news and events in South Sudan. I'm particularly concerned with some of our neighbors who call our beloved country Southern Sudan instead of South Sudan. Our Foreign Affairs Ministry, through its embassies, should really work hard to promote the correct name of our country regionally and internationally." Hakim Cosmos from Yei Town says, "Hello, South Sudan in Focus. Allow me to appreciate your team of journalists across the country and the listeners in the VOA family. I'm wishing each and everyone a very happy new year and thanks. May the Almighty God keep you safe, John." David Dawoodi from Uganda, Jumani District, writes, "I'm so glad and appreciate your programs. I really do love your news show, but I'm also so sad for the passing of the Nobel Peace Prize winner, His Grace Desmond Tutu in South Africa. Because of his pure heart for the love of humanity, he has shown Africa how peace and unity can prevail. I wish our bishops in South Sudan to embrace the spirit of His Grace against brutality in South Sudan. It's unfortunate that during Christmas celebrations still, South Sudanese are being killed." James Roy Majok from Unity State says, "Hello VOA News South Sudan program. African continent has lost a legend, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who died at the age of 90 in South Africa. Almighty Allah may rest his precious soul in eternal peace." Retired Bishop of the Anglican Church in Yei Diocese, Bishop Hilary Adeba writes, "Dear John and Nabil Biagio, in their Christmas message to citizens in Yei and beyond, church leaders renewed their call for the government and all the holdout groups to stop the suffering of the people of South Sudan as this year comes to an end. It has been too long and too much in prolonging the crisis in South Sudan for whatsoever the reasons. The situation perpetuated by the government and the holder group does not have any benefits to the country at all. Instead, it keeps the country backward, poor and ignorant. Given that thousands of children are growing in a hot war-affected areas without education for decades now. Personal political gain by the leaders and stakeholders in the war through subjection of communities under a situation of war is even evil and must be brought to an end. I wish you all a peaceful new year. Longong Lo Taban from Bidibidi Zone 3 writes, I wish every refugee, not forgetting the IDPs in South Sudan, a prosperous new year, even though we are not enjoying to the maximum as before. Thank you very much, John Tanza. Ustas Loboy Clement in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State writes, Hello, John Tanza. Thank you very much for being one of our greatest peacemakers with the good program in the country. Although we have not completely achieved it, our bridges in Kineti River need to be renewed because they are dilapidated and has drawn several people, including some school children. This is my serious concern of the new year 2022. Merry Christmas and happy prosperous new year. Mabor Alat Rengu from Rumbek Lake State writes, It saddens me to hear that South Sudanese citizens are dying in the recent clashes between forces loyal to Riek Machar and Simon Gatwich. Gatwich and Machar should know the lives of the innocent forces are important to this nation. They should put their political interests aside and focus on the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement to avoid shedding more blood. Jacob Dior Machueng in Lake State writes, The continuous power struggle in SPLA-IO and their faction puts a negative impact of their rebellion on others, and it has proven beyond doubt that their agenda is about power and not change in South Sudan. In my opinion, they are not ready to implement Chapter 2 of the revitalized government of national unity, which has delayed the graduation of the unified forces in the country. IGAD and other peace partners should look into this at this earliest stage. Davis Jelvek from WOW writes, It's sad to hear people's death on a day like Christmas, which to me is the result of overspeeding. Therefore, I request the government to give some rules to drivers not to drive recklessly. Views expressed here do not reflect the views of VOA management or of this program. Thanks for all your comments. Keep them coming. That's all we prepared for you this Friday. We now end the year with the song Kifaya by Emmanuel Kembe.
Kale pita munude ye Koro du kale pita munude ya Kalina gezi musawa Koro du kal kabiru hilu Vitamin katir fifoku Kalina gezi musawa Be adala Abiye danyar kuta junub Ishamal barbazal Ablev river kir Will be free Thanks to IGAD Thanks to Machakos Thanks to Nakuru Thanks to Nyanyuki Shukuran jazila leni basha Lakin nyaka mabizip mashakil Mashakil bijip mutukatir Umutu katir kusara kusara lena
Kifaya, kifaya Kifaya, kifaya ya kwana Kifaya ala nina shuku
Kamsinin
Kifaya, kifaya Kifaya, kifaya ya kwana Kifaya ala nina shuku
God bless our leaders Give them more wisdom Lead us to our destination
We've been listening to Emmanuel Kembe and the song Kifaya. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Thanks for being our avid listener. Remember to always wash your hands with soap, practice social distancing, and wear a mask when you're in public places to protect you and others from getting COVID-19. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there's no cure for coronavirus. Join us again next year for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.
Por lo calque piru hilu, vitamin katiru fi foku.